Thank you, Sarah. Our last batch of news stories include new heroes with hooves provide festive cheer, and a new 1.9 million recycling centre is now open. But first, there has been confusion at the city's walk-in vaccination centre.
The walk-in centre in Castle Quarter had queues of about 60 people and a full waiting room. Official guidance states that people who are newly eligible for a booster should wait to be contacted and not just turn up. One of the on-site staff members said, "We are very busy, so there clearly has been some confusion. Many arriving were joining the wrong queues, meaning the on-site nurses had to spend times redirecting people. Health bosses have urged newly eligible people seeking COVID-19 booster jabs to be patient and not to visit walk-in centres or contact their GPs yet. Those working on the front line are doing an amazing job and working incredibly hard to get as many booster jabs in people's arms as quickly as possible. Please be kind to our staff. We understand that people want to get a vaccine as soon as possible, but our staff can only vaccinate those who are currently eligible."
A pilot who recently flew the length of the UK in a paramotor is now setting his sights on the record for the highest flight of its type in the United Kingdom. Dan Jones, 27, flew over 800 miles from John O'Groats to Land's End in August, raising £13,000 for Alzheimer's Research UK. The pilot learned to fly in 2019 and said the flight was mentally and physically exhausting as he braved weather conditions and a motor failure. Of his 800-mile journey, he said, "I've been overwhelmed by the support I have received from the local communities across the country during my flight, who provided places to stay, fields to land in, food, and even fuel. It was truly incredible to see the breadth of the UK from the skies, and it is simply stunning, and to raise money for a cause close to my heart." But now Mr. Jones is preparing to break a UK record. The current record for the highest paramotor flight is 21,746 foot, set by Giles Fowler in 2015. Mr. Jones' attempt is early in the planning, but he is working towards a 2023 date to give himself time to do all the necessary preparations. And in order to beat the national height record, he will need oxygen supplies past 10,000 feet and will also face temperatures of minus 40 Celsius.
A new £1.9 million recycling centre has opened its doors to the public for the first time. The new Norwich South Recycling Centre opened at the Harford Park and Ride site off the A47-A140 junction, replacing the Ketteringham site. The new centre is the sister site to the new Norwich North Recycling Centre that opened close to the Northern Distributor Road off the A140 roundabout. Andy Grant, the Council's Cabinet Member for Environment and Waste, said, "This £4.65 million investment gives the growing Norwich area two large modern recycling centres that are spacious and have accessible bins with no steps. Our plans have been shaped by feedback from consultations, and I'm proud that the big new reuse shops that are opening early next year will help further boost reuse by stopping good quality used items from being thrown away. This is a great achievement and a key part of our ongoing recycling centre improvement plan, with the team now setting their sights on better recycling facilities for Wyndham, Sheringham and the Long Stratton area."
Television presenter Jake Humphrey has been presented with a canvas to mark the end of his 10-year association with a Norwich-based children's charity. Brake held a presentation in Eaton Park, with Mr. Humphrey receiving the gift, which was created by Aylsham-based artist Mick Richardson. Mr. Humphrey's patronage with Brake over the past decade included opening a games room at a children's home, gifting an Ultra VIP Formula One experience for a charity auction, and attending sculpture trails. During the presentation, Mr. Humphrey said his dad had advised him to find out more about Brake. His first visit to the charity's service in Long Stratton, where short breaks are provided for families with disabled children, soon followed. During that visit, he heard from a family whose son had learning disabilities, who relied on Brake to allow the family to spend quality, desperately needed time with their daughter. Michael Rooney, Brake's relationship development manager, said, "You cannot place a value on the support Jake has given us over the past decade and more."
The charity Miniature Donkeys for Wellbeing visit older people in care homes, SEN schools, dementia cafes and psychiatric hospitals to boost people's mood. And the lovable creatures are now heading out on a Christmas tour. Owner Sarah McPherson knows each of her mini donkeys very well and says each one has a special personality. The donkeys get festive in December and wear their red and white blankets and Santa hats on their visits. On a typical visit, Sarah and her team arrive at the care home, set up an area and let the donkeys look around. The delight on people's faces when the donkeys come to their bedside is something that never leaves you.
Now, she has become a familiar face to Norwich City fans with her scarf-waving antics. But for long-term canary Jill Dan, the club provides much-needed relief. The 81-year-old supporter, who has had a season ticket in the Geoffrey Watling City Stand for 43 years, was diagnosed with breast cancer 15 years ago. Having received treatment at the time, Mrs. Dan has now been told that the cancer has come back into her bones and is incurable. But the Norwich fanatic, who was recently captured whirling her scarf near Timu Pukki as he celebrated his goal against Southampton, is not letting the disease get her down. Mrs. Dan said, "Going to the football means I can forget it. It hit me hard when I first found out it's treatable but not curable, but I am a positive person. I need to get on with life, and I must admit, football is the main thing that gets me through. I'm not thinking about myself. I'm watching the ball. And if we win, I will talk to my husband, Brian. But if we lose, we do not talk." Her love for the Canaries began when her son was chosen to be a ball boy at Carrow Road for an FA Cup fixture against West Brom. And her favourite memory as a Norwich fan was attending the playoff final at Wembley with her grandchildren. And as well as meeting the likes of Delia Smith and Brian Gunn, she also has a personalised brick built into the stand.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the stories were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn over the address label. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox. We are always pleased to hear from you, so if you would like to get in touch, do give us a ring on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone. We are back in the office every Thursday from 10 a.m, so do give us a ring then or leave a message on our answer phone and we will return your call as soon as we can. You can also email us on contact@cbtn.org.uk. Thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook.
And me, Sam Elmhurst.
And me, Tony Stimpson. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. So from us all, goodbye.